the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni topping our report this hour. New Jersey can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergy sexually abusing children. The state Supreme Court ruled Monday after a Catholic diocese that had tried for years to block such proceedings recently reversed course. The Diocese of Camden previously had argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against church officials. A statewide student mental health initiative available at 45 colleges and universities throughout New Jersey is giving students the help they need. Since being implemented 2 years ago, the program has delivered over 78,000 counseling sessions to more than 18,000 students. New Jersey Higher Education Secretary Brian Bridges says today's college students face multiple challenges.
Family obligations, personal obligations, work obligations and financial responsibilities alongside their academic commitments. Life is a lot more complex for today's students than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or 50 years ago.
The program, in partnership with UWIL, is offered to students for free. Bridges says mental health challenges are one of the top reasons why students leave college. Summer is almost here, and that means it's time to shop for Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables. Joe Atkinson, State Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, says the 2025 New Jersey farmers market scene has been strong so far, and he's excited to see how the rest of the season shakes out. This year, they're seeing more varied vendors come out.
A lot of the markets have a one-stop shop philosophy where they have honey and dairy and meats, and Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables are always a popular item, just showcasing the diversity of agriculture in New Jersey.
There are approximately 150 community farmers markets in the state, with some of the bigger markets in Collingswood, West Windsor, Ocean City, and Burlington County. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. When will the sun return? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This stubborn low cloud deck will persist through the rest of this afternoon with some spotty drizzle. It's going to stay pretty cool for the middle of June. High temperatures mostly in the upper 60s. A few spots may reach the low 70s. Low temperatures tonight close to 60 with a mostly cloudy sky. And tomorrow a humid, warmer day with a lot of clouds. Can't roll out a shower. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Humid, even warmer on Wednesday with clouds and some breaks of sun. There will be a thunderstorm in parts of the area with a high in the low 80s. And it really heats up on Thursday. It'll be a humid day once again with a mix of clouds and sun. There will be the risk for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, which could produce hail and damaging winds. Thursday's high close to 90, then a couple of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Brian Thompson.
Jersey City, Woodbridge, and Pemberton, all 64 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Builders General. When it's time to tackle those upcoming home projects, look no further than Builders General. They have the expertise in the best home building and renovation products. Stop into one of their showrooms or visit them online at buildersgeneral.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.